So it's pretty easy to recognize at least parts of our beginning of our Lord's Prayer. With the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as I was going over the Lord's Prayer, and I was remembering a time where, because in school they always teach you like how to pray. Well, seminary at least, they did. They had lots of classes on prayer, which I'm like, I need help praying. And as I moved along and aged and grew into who I am now, into the chaplain role, people kept asking for prayer. And some of them were really difficult prayers, lots of questions, lots of hard circumstances. It's like, you need to pray my spouse better. And it's like, they're dying. So, you know, so you find out a good prayer that would hopefully bring comfort in that moment and yet bring healing in a different sense than what we physically would want or see. And so I started having questions about our Lord's Prayer this Sunday, because we say it each Sunday, and I was wondering, does it lose its significance? Does it lose its meaning, its potency as we say it each week? Do we get into that repetitive kind of motion where we say it, or like we don't really, you know, we're not really praying it, we're more like repeating it? And that tumbled into more questions for me. So one of the things I did that I remember from a class was to rewrite the Lord's Prayer, adding in words that fit the moment, fit your description or your what you're hoping to pray for. I'm going to read it because it came out quite interesting. It says, Creator who is within me in heaven, praise thy name, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive me my slips, my temptations, and my sins, as I forgive those who've acted ill will or maliciously towards me. Give me thy nourishment that feeds not only my body but also my soul. Help me to walk away from evil thoughts, actions, and harmful words. For you are my shield and strength, my God and gracious Redeemer, forever and ever. Amen. But I was thinking about, as I was writing that, those things that we do pray for. Because we don't always have the most perfect prayer right in the moment. Some people are wordsmiths who have those words. They just feel the Spirit and they just move with those words. And I'm always envious of those people that have that just innate ability to just pray the most word, beautiful prayer that's just, wow, inspired. But I was wondering, you know, how do we pray? Is there specific things that we pray for? What do we pray for rather than what should we might pray for? The questions of, do we get the answers we want? Or more of the answers that we might not recognize as answers. The ones that we really don't, when we want to stomp our feet and say, no, I don't want that. And then the understanding that God does understand. God understands what we're trying to say. It's that interpretation of our words, our groans, and our cries, which I appreciate. Because there's times where words escape me. And this fed into for the disciples. Last couple weeks, we've seen kind of their shaping of what disciples go do, what their actions are versus their times of calm and sitting and learning. And this week, they ask him, how do we pray? How do we pray? And Christ tells them, here's how you should pray. When you pray, say these things. The Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And in Matthew, there's the whole one that we pray from. In Luke, we kind of get the abbreviated sense of it. And it's, I think it's a good basis that when we don't know what to pray, when we're struggling for those words, that we can pray the Lord's Prayer and we can add those things that might blossom from that. That it's a good basis for when we feel inadequate, when we struggle and are searching. And then there's those times where I feel like the Lord's Prayer is an expression of the divine love for us that leads us and guides us and helps us each and every day. And I was thinking, as with the disciples, as they're learning and they're getting kind of this education of when they're on their own, when Christ has gone back up to heaven, of how they should react and act, that Christ is giving them those moments of saying, these are what you should ask. This is how you should pray. And I would say we don't necessarily always get what we want to pray when we pray, but we definitely get what we need at times. Or maybe not need, but it's just how it goes, how God is curving this path forward for us. And for us, it's when we do pray, when we don't know the words, that are heartfelt, when we just don't have them, what we need to pray for, that's when we can come back to Lord's Prayer and just allow that to be our prayer, to allow all that we have to go into it. And those times when we know what we should pray for and there's that specific thing that we want to pray for. And when we have questions that we are struggling with, what we should and what we do pray, and when we have questions that we might not like the answer. So imagine with me, if you will, a room full of mighty prayer warriors that have the words, they are just confident in their prayer life. Now replace that image with you, with each one of you. And remember that prayer is about our heartfelt, what we feel in our heart. Prayer is when we sing or when songs come to us, specific songs. God is giving us those words to pray. Or when we get verses that don't happen. God places those verses, those hymns, those words within us as we pray to help guide us. And also, the thing I want to really make clear for me that I hope to pass on to you is that God interprets our groans, our cries, our anger, those times we just don't have the words to express. God hears us and knows it. And as we listen and respond to God, that it might not quite be what we hope, but we know that God is with us in those moments, walking with us, loving us, and guiding us through them. Amen.